Vancouver, BC's Premier and Minister of Labour are sharing their heartfelt condolences after a worker was killed in Vancouver's Oak Ridge neighbourhood when a load from a crane fell on a building under construction. The joint statement from David Eby and Harry Bain said, "Every worker deserves to return home safely at the end of the day, and this incident is a stark reminder of the importance of workplace safety." It also thanked the first responders, BC Coroner's Service and WorkSafe BC for their collective efforts. Matthew Trudeau with Vancouver Fire Rescue Services confirmed the fatality hours after the load fell Wednesday afternoon, hitting several floors of the unfinished multi-story building. He could not confirm what the load contained, but says it struck the floors about 25 stories up. Trudeau says about 1,700 workers were evacuated from the site near Oak Ridge Mall. Firefighters were called to the city's busy Cambie Street and quickly blocked off a four-block stretch of the road. Trudeau says tactical crews were to remain on the site to ensure building materials were secure as some of the exterior was damaged when the load fell. "We're working with the construction companies and contractors, and they've been really helpful, as well as the emergency health services and police. We've got WorkSafe BC members that are here on scene," he said. "The primary goal is for us to make sure everything is stabilized," BC Emergency Health Services said in a statement that two ambulances had been dispatched to the scene but paramedics did not transport any patients to the hospital. Ashley Gregerson of WorkSafe BC, the provincial worker safety agency, said in a separate statement that the serious incident happened around 3 p.m. at an Oak Ridge Mall worksite, but did not provide specifics. WorkSafe BC sent prevention officers to the site and mobilized its occupation health and safety investigations team, she said. Colton Lillico, an employee at Crate and Barrel in the nearby mall, said he is not sure of the specifics of what happened, but confirmed the shopping center remained open and that the furniture store was functioning normally. "All I know is there was a blockage on the road and they had to clear it out," he said in an interview about an hour after the load fell. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 21, 2024. The Canadian Press.